This is Channel One Right. I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 16th of March, 1971. Channel One Right. And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 16th of March, 1971. Channel One Right. Channel One Right. And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this rainy Tuesday morning, the 16th of March, 1971. This fresh reel. And Channel One Right. And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 16th of March, 1971. Channel One Right. This rainy Tuesday morning, and it's summer. Channel One Right. And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 16th of March, 1971.
You think they're more interested in that part of it?
That's right.
Well, this is his first garden. You think he's doing it right?
I think he's doing it right. Look like to me that's good as anybody could do. I was looking at them nice rows and them nice little beds he got up there. I sure hope the cold don't kill it.
Well, don't you think we can count on it not being cold now?
I'm scared. It's cloudy.
Oh, you are?
You know, it always be kind of cool around Easter time and right after Easter. We usually have a little cold spell, sometimes cold.
Well,
sometimes it don't, and they tell me Easter ain't until April.
Why, Miss Daisy? Well, that's a little dangerous to put tomatoes out then, don't you think? Do you?
It look like it, but I tell you, you got to chance them. If you keep a waiting, it'll be too late for them to do anything. But where his garden is, I don't think the cold will hurt him much. You see, it's surrounded with trees, and it's kind of protected, his garden is. I would think it was.
And you don't know any young people that are that careful.
No, but one, and that's the boy up there where I work. He got a garden. He even greens out.
Already?
Well, they planted early, you see. He got a garden, and his daddy got a garden. It's in the same place, but he got so many rows staked. And his dad has got so many rules. And he don't have time to hold it and see at it, so daddy takes care of it all. Because he's home all the time, the most of the time. The boy looks so fine.
Now you had to just hold your garden out, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. Years ago, when I lived over there, under the magnolia tree, they had a white man on the farm, drove a tractor, Mr. Johnny Reed. So when he was tracking land, they land up there around my house, he cut my house every time. I didn't have no trouble. Go straight through, track the mine. After he left, well, then I didn't have this morning. And Dad, I said, well, she won't come for me this morning.
Why, this thing's late doesn't make any difference.
Well, that's what I tell them. Folks got cars. Well, it looked like the rain wouldn't stop me.
It's just a perfect day to have a visit.
Mm. You just had a visit?
Yeah, a good rain.
Yeah, I did see the water run right straight down through the yard by my doorstep.
Right on down
to Doris' yard, and out there somewhere. You know, when it rains, you sit up there on that hill, and all the water will just go streaking. You had a good rain last night. I don't either. Look like it would just go to that ditch and go straight on down.
But it don't do it.
The ditch has its share and we have ours. Blackbird coming down.
Yeah, they get there ready.
Do y'all hear anything from Mr. Gilbert? My coffee's getting hot.
Oh, I'm afraid that.
To see a drove of blackbirds.
What kind of guns did your boys have? Your sword have?
They had, they had two. They had a single barrel shotgun and a double barrel shotgun.
They didn't have one of these over here, right?
No. I wouldn't buy them there. I didn't like the children to have them, and my children didn't have them. But children now, they'll have anything they want. All they got to do is say they want it, and parents going to try to get it from them. Just a few men, I'm talking about black men,
yeah,
got an idea about doing anything but running the road. That's what people say.
Well,
I find many men that cares nothing about doing nothing around their place or nothing. Oh, if you can get out from him, think you can make a dollar, you can do that.
Well, now, don't you know, you said men.
Sometimes
that meat too. That is hot.
Okay. He didn't
come out yet.
He said he had seen it several times. But up, way back up under the earth there in that hole, he said there's a hole up under there as big as the one you see outside. So that's where he stayed. He didn't stay long. But he had cows in that calf. So she'd be out there kicking her cows around. And she'd see me just as juicy. And she told me one of her cows, climbed the stairs in that cave. He went down in that hole. Well, the pond was about dry, but there was plenty of water back up under there. And she told me he went down in that hole. Oh, he has to go that far down to get to the bottom of the thing. And she told me she went down in that hole and got his care. Out of it. But she was just like a man. She wasn't scared of nothing. She didn't see no danger. Anything she didn't do, she just went on into it and was lucky getting out. I asked, I said, you go in there and know that cat, that's the gator's in there. She said, yeah, I know the gator was in there. And I know my cat was in there and couldn't help this stuff. You had to ask it. I said, yes. I said, but I tell you the truth, the gator would have eaten. You know where he'd take a notion to come out while I'm down in there and I'm got to climb out that hole. But you got that cat.
Yeah. She just lifted him out.
Yeah. She just lifted him out. And scuffled till she could get to the top where that hole was and laid him upon the top. Then she crawled. But not me. I went in there. That's the truth. I just wouldn't have looked at him down there when I went to the house. She's got him up. That's right. She took care of her kinds of stuff. She was tall and stout, but she was old, but she didn't pay any attention then.
She was one of your neighbors?
Yes, ma'am. I'd go to see her every week, once a week.
Oh, really?
And stay an hour or two. She was a good neighbor.
She had all sorts of stories to tell.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, the more she would talk about the folks, how folks live here, how folks live where she comes from. You see, this wasn't her neighbor. Her home was in Alabama. And she told me when they come to this state, you could buy land for 50 cents an acre. She said you'd have to see me. She said some of them were so sorry they wouldn't say, buy acre. And that's where she got her money. Paid 6 cents an acre for her ground. And I think she told me she bought 3 acres. She thought that was enough. And my goodness, 3 acres of ground. to this state because it was nothing but wood and rump. You see a little house, maybe here and then, real beyond something. Cows, bears, goats, hogs.
Wild
up there in the woods. Anybody feel like it's right there killing me?
She's seen that.
Yes, she's seen that. Yes, she eats some of it. She was killed up there. Three sisters. And they killed a cow. Feeling just like me. They were strong with the mouth.
They can butcher a cow.
Yes, sir.
Well, you've seen them do that?
No, I didn't see it. She told me. I didn't see it. Well, when I come here, she hit the sound clear then. Stuff wasn't so plentiful. You could catch all the fish you wanted. You didn't have to have lights and some nets and things to catch fish when I come here. But you did have to have lights to hunt, and you had to hunt a certain time. So you could do this, yes. You could kill just those long, sometime, I don't know what time, in the season. And you couldn't kill, but just so many. They had a long wind, but it wasn't a long
season. Well, now, did she have pretty
a pretty
sad place to live?
Yes. She had a nice place. She had a nice little house. It wasn't nothing fine, but it was a good house. It wasn't made out of but you know, back then, the lumber was good.
All the lumber.
Yes, all the lumber was good for her house. She could made out of some good lumber. Her house was down here now. That's where Odessa lived. In Alice Dean's house. You see, she died, and she had a girl. She was raising for her niece, I think. But when she died, the girl's mother took her. And her mother kept her there until she died. Well, that didn't leave nobody to stay in the house. So Mary, she was the head of it. So she finally rented it from the first one, then another. Of course, she wasn't going to live here. And she wanted somebody in the house to kind of keep it up. So she did. But anyway, they knew he died. And then Odessa, she's been in there 2 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that was Alice Dean's house.
That was Alice Dean's house. But you see, what keeps it looking good as it is, this girl, she takes care of it. If it needs something done, well, then she fixes it. Like she has it done, she pays for it. Then done. She takes care of the house.
And that old house goes way back to it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then it's a good house.
That old box house is on the wood. That big stickball going up and then.
Mm-hmm. Jiggle, thick bone, slow, just made out of big bone.
up every summer. Check that old house. See what it needs. See how is it holding up. And I would see such trouble. Right there, but it's really easy. Mary was in Palm Beach working. But
I'm talking about the woman back there who went down the alligator hole.
She's come up Alex. That's who's coming?
Yeah.
I said, she took care of Mary's daughter, and Mary worked and took care of them both.
But she pretty well took care of herself.
That's right. Come up Alex. When she was working, she saved her money. She spent what she had to spend. What she didn't have to spend, she saved it because she needed it. Well, every week, you see, Mary got paid off by her man. Well, then she spent Alice's money for her and her baby. She didn't work. Okay. That's fine. She didn't leave that house. She didn't do nothing. She had cows. She sell butter. And she sell milk. And she sell chicken. She sell eggs. That's she got her money. What Mary didn't give. But she stayed right there and took care of that baby. Oh, she was a good girl, but she was deformed somewhere. She couldn't walk. She couldn't set up. She couldn't do nothing for herself. So Alex just stayed there and took care of her. Oh, yeah. She's had that house for a long time.
And she had the house too?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Years and years back there. She bought the land, she said, for 50 cents an acre. Well, then, I know the lumber was cheap too.
And you didn't know her old man?
No, I didn't know her old man. When I knew her, she was a widow. You know, I mostly visit old folks. I'm lucky to hear them talk and tell me things like that. The young folks do. They didn't know nothing. You tell me. Me and Anna, I'd go down there sometimes. I didn't think so. Dinner. So I get dinner. Salt and everything to them old kids. And the chicken skin, I can't. So see, I could stay on there if
big car. This is a little car. Three of them. Yes. And they clean it out there. Where they killed it. They had sacks, he said, to put the meat in. Showed in her bag and a side. The other one put it. Showed in her bag. She said sometimes they would have to make two trips to get the meat home. I asked her, sometimes I said, well, you just left it out there and nothing didn't burn. He said we didn't leave it on the ground. What we had to go back to in the tank. Little child thing around it coming in the tank.
Bring it up.
Yes. Right there when they went back. Then when they get home, you know, they cut it up like they wanted it. Put it away. And there were no icebox. There was no refrigerator. They bought the ice. So when it cooled, you put the meat in there on the ice. I asked, I said, well, now, when you pack it, I said, did you put any salt on it? He said, not very much. He said, it's not so much. It wouldn't be fresh. Well, I think that, I learned that. When I get fish, if I ain't going to cook them all, I dress them. Then I put them in a box so they don't put no salt in it. And they'll stay there. Stay there. Then you be fresh. You take them out and throw them out and get rid of them. You just like, you just cut it. So, that's what he told me that's real. He kept on me fresh. So, I remembered it. So I get the meat, the monkey. That's rabbit. So you see, I ain't going to put my top. I went to the food. They came up. I got paper cut food. And she said, took it. I took it down, throw it out. Went to the old food, put it on the cook. Then put my top.
She had about four or five kids. I don't remember the time. She was a little woman. But she was a good woman. I guess that's when I never had no fight. Never had a fight with nobody in my life. I didn't deal with that fighting kind.
Well, when this boy gave you trouble,
well, that's where I have to go. Because she was the closest one to me. And she was just like a mother to me. She treated me just like she did her children. And I was a married shelter. And you see, some folks you can't touch them. They just fly up, you know. You just told me. And I had this much sense. I just must not tell him what she told me. He didn't know she was talking to him and trying to help me. Well, then he'd have gotten mad at her. So I had that much sense. But she was good. I remember one time, for 2 days, I had headaches so bad. I broke out with some kind of funk. I think I heard him saying that the bed before I went to her house. So I went down there and said, because when I was in the hospital, he said, oh, old David got chicken pox. I said, chicken pox? He said, yes. Yeah. He said, how long? And I said, these things broke out on me big 4 years ago. And I said, what's the headache? I said, you don't sleep at night. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, you stay here tonight. Don't go back to me. He said, if he comes, I'll tell him you ain't going. And you get up early in the morning and go set in the chicken house door. And when they come off the roof, you let them fly open. So they'll tear all that fever out. And them things will soon dry. So you won't have no more trouble. So you don't have to sit there but one moment. So I did. So I could, got to say, I could rest. It didn't eat you, you know. So they dried up. That was all.
So the next morning, you got up early.
Yes, sir.
You had to get up early.
I had to get up early for the chickens to fly over me. So I got up and sit down in the chicken house too.
And they couldn't get around it.
They couldn't go around it. They had to come over me. This is not chicken.
Miss Daisy, I think this boy, man, he just got ideas in his head, didn't he?
That's right. He was just mean. He was just, I don't think he had many good thoughts. But he just thought whatever he done, it was right. I don't think he knows any better. Do I believe he'd have done better?
Why'd you ever get nice to a fellow like that?
Oh, he was nice then. Before I got him, he was just perfect, all right. But after he got me, then he got like that. So he was just plain good until he got me where he thought he had. He did have this 4 years. But after 4 years, I learned I didn't have to take that. I didn't have to have that treatment.
Well, what did he, what did he, what did he, what did he,
peculiar thing. Excuse me, doing things I hadn't ever thought about. Well, if I said it wasn't so, well then, he's mad. It had to be so, you see, because he said so, and it was all a lie. Wasn't truth about it. Oh, of course, when he's hanging in there, excuse me, going off to see somebody or something like that, or I wasn't home, things like that. He just thought I should stay there all the time, and I didn't do it.
And he didn't want you to go visit?
No, sir, he didn't want me to visit nobody. He was just jealous. That's him. He didn't have no confidence in himself, and he couldn't have none in nobody else. You've got to trust yourself. If you know you right, you ain't thinking about somebody else doing something wrong all the time. That don't come in your mind. I don't think about nobody doing nothing to me. I don't do nothing to nobody. And I treat everybody right to the best of my understanding. So why should I think, now you're going to do something to me? And I ain't done nothing. Yeah, really good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, then, think of what was that Miss Andy said about the thing that she done to the children that he didn't like.
Mm-hmm. He didn't like for me to whoop him. He didn't like for me to scold him. That was what he disliked. No, he didn't like me to whoop him. And he didn't like me to scold him. It was all right for me to talk, kind talk to him. Well, he enjoyed that. But don't scold him.
And I
don't
bet you him. Every once in a while those children wanted to go down
in that alley
to hurt.
Now, he whooped them about that.
Oh, that was one of the things.
They go down there. But he found it out. The way he found it out, I come home from work. We finished what we were doing. I got home earlier than they thought I was coming. So when they come, I was already there. And they was just as wet. Been down there in that hole swimming. I told myself, all right, I said, what'd you say to Teddy? I said, just as soon as he comes and he says, you deny him. God said, Reuben told us to go down there and Daddy told you to not. So when he comes, after supper, he suffers. He scared to death. He didn't do that. He had me too. Something was saying, you know,
into the thing.
What did he use on it?
Yes, yeah, he remembered that man. They remembered it. They didn't go back there no more. Oh, yes, it's not many banks to tell you. Good person. No, he would talk to Mama and Dad more than he would me. Well, you see, they would be just sitting there. He'd come in and come out, wait, and then they would have a speech test. That's real time. You would talk to them. And they thought were nothing like them. So how did you talk to them? Well, they didn't be talking about nothing special. Just talking. He was at time, and I did spend more time with them than he did with me, talking. And me and him never did talk much. There wasn't nobody there but just us. If he had anything to do, he would be in his way. If I had anything to do, I'd be in mine. Just now and then, we would still talk. So much nothing. You
were the head of
them.
Well,
I guess so, Mom. Now, I would talk to Maureen Banks a lot. He told a lot. So much nothing. Things happening in Georgia, different things, things like that.
But you caught on pretty fast.
Oh, yes. You see, I had to think.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And some of the others would be more.
They might hear some of it and they might didn't. Because they've seen it just that much sense. Now, my daughter is like that. I should pay attention to lots of things that you might think she doesn't know.
Oh, she's like you.
Some.
Uh-huh.
You, just like the
the truth, or was she telling the truth? But it was something like it.
Now, what did you have in mind right there?
What did I have in mind?
Yeah.
I didn't have that in mind, but what they were saying.
I mean,
you know, just like this, some folks always feel like that somebody thinks more of you than he thinks you. Well, it's just something like that. Well, somebody said something to somebody. They didn't say it to them. They weren't talking to them. Well, they felt like they were talking about them. So that's what he said. Well, didn't keep the time at the social. So-and-so did so-and-so or said so-and-so. Said, I didn't like the way they act. Well, Darcy said he didn't. Just like doing things like that. Well, no. When he did, he said, Mom, when she believed his word, that wouldn't happen. They treated her just like they did all the rest of them. I said, well, I guess he wanted you to do a little more. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll leave that there.
Well, now, Granddaddy, he didn't listen quite as much as you did.
No. No. And Granddaddy, no. You see, when he was I don't know. But I feel like if I'd have had more, I'd have been better off.
Better off how?
Well, I could have gotten me a good job.
You
and
had the best
I could have been working.
You had the best job with this family.
Well, I've been home.
You've had a good job ever since you've been in this country.
Oh, yes, but I'm talking about now, you take Star. She got enough education to get her a job. Now, anywhere she wants.
You got a better job.
And take care of her. What kind of job is that for?
You don't work every day now, but you did.
Oh, yes. I did. Well, now I could do that. And I learned it myself. Working in the house. Oh, I could do that. I'd know how to clean things.
And you didn't have to drive 40 miles to it?
No.
And you got along?
Got along all right, Mr. Mayor. Got along just fine.
Well, what you complaining about?
I ain't complaining, but I'll just say, I'd have me a job making me good money. But still, I make a living. I have a whole lot to be thankful for now. Because if I had one of them good jobs, I might not be able to take care of them. I said I can't see so well, but I can see well enough to take care of this day what I got in my head. And then, I think about this. I think I do too. I get along all right. I have my friends, nice neighbors, and one to the government. Give me something, send me something every now and then. Somebody's getting a little piece of money. Then I put that down. Parked it on the road.
And you was telling me about that house that he had down there.
Who?
Burnett, Pastor. We forgot what you told us about. We're trying to think of it the other day. Whose house that was that Burnett had?
Yeah.
It burned.
Well, it was first his grandmother's house.
Oh.
First, his grandmother's house, Miss Brown. His mother's grandmother was a Brown. Well,
that was
an old home place. And since she raised Bernie, well, they say he had a brother. Well, I didn't know his brother, but I know his grandmother good. Her brother, he lost his mind out there. So somehow or another, he got over to her with an axe. And he killed her. With an axe. When they got to her, he had done chopped her or beat her up to her. There was nothing to be done about. Well, after he did that, then the law got in, put him in jail. He had
destroying you. And his breath was in you, so you did it. Well, then he let this place go up for tax. He wouldn't pay the tax on it. He let this place go up for tax. Well, his, I don't know what all the name is, I'm going to say it's his aunt or whatever she is, but she lives in Mississippi. I know her, but I don't know what pen they is. But she picked up the paper and seen this place was up for tax. So she got in her car and went on up the Gainesville and bought it. Bought it in for tax. So she told Brunel to have somebody in the house. He just stay on there. He took care of the house. He just stayed there. He stayed on there till she got on there. So I didn't know until the house was on there. So I said, well, would Brunel have any chance on the house? He thought that Burnett ain't had none on, so he ain't had nothing. But all he made, she about had insurance on it because it was her house. I said, well, she said, yes, ma'am, so long time ago, all he made bought the house in for tax, bought the place in for tax. And she told Burnett he could just stay there to take care of the house.
If he paid the tax.
Mm-hmm. She didn't look for anything on the name. He paid the tax herself.
Oh.
He paid the tax to take care of her house.
And before that, he had the house.
He
and
had
all
the
he
house.
Had to do was
and
pay
she
the
thought
tax.
He was keeping up the tax on
him. But he wasn't.
But he wasn't. Well, when she found out the place was up for tax. Well, then she went on up and bought it in for the tax. Since that, he takes care of the tax.
I never
and
heard.
All he had to do was pay the tax.
That's all.
And he couldn't get around.
And he wouldn't do that.
Why, you think?
No, he didn't do that.
He couldn't get up
and
there.
He don't like the insurance on nothing. Don't want none on him. And no, he ain't got nothing. I really should have some answers all put up in that house. If he didn't have any pockets.
Well, he makes something,
but
well, I don't
see
that. That's right. Besides that, Miss Mike, he does lots of tracts of work for different people.